Well, hello, people. You see, people's kind of like non-gender, isn't it? So I'm safe with that. Or am I? Now I'd like to take a little bit of time here and just try and help the femons in a way. Yes, I know, it's unusual for me, but there it is. But I'm increasingly seeing more and more where femons are squaring up to men. And I know that femons are a bit, sort of, followers, and they'll believe everything in the media. They'll believe their own hype, even. But unfortunately, the truth, and the real truth, is that any man can lay a femon out in one hit. Even the simps. Because our bodies are built different. And I'm sorry, you can't change that, femons. Your body was built to have babies. A male body was built for something completely different. And whether you like it or not, femons, male bodies are stronger than femons. Of course, we're not talking about the mouth muscles. Obviously, femons win in that sort of area. But usually every time I've seen a femon square up to a man, it turns out badly for the femon. And in most cases, the man isn't using his full force. So femons, why don't you use that thing above your painted eyebrows instead of the thing between your legs? So I'm going to put a link to a news item that's in my area to show you how ridiculous our lives have become. Because there's really no reality left in life. It's all about virtual signaling. The headline reads, "Firefighters scale a block of flats," that's apartment block, "to you guys, to rescue a distressed pigeon." Well, sounds okay, but let me put it in perspective. Pigeons are thousands and thousands of them in my area. They're noisy, they're messy, and there's just too many of them, and they're pests. The only good thing about pigeons is that they're food for the seagulls, who are also a pest. But apparently the fire crew went there because the pigeon was stuck on a roof. This was in the middle of the night. All this resource and money and time for a pigeon that there's thousands of them around. And you don't have to be Einstein to know who probably called them in the first place. Probably a femon, right? And how oppressed are the male species in today's world? Very. Think about it. Let's say that was a young white male, heterosexual male, trapped on the roof up there. They wouldn't go and get him until the morning, would they? If at all. But it's a perfect news story to show us how ridiculous we have become. And how did it get this ridiculous, I wonder? Well, flowers are beautiful and don't kill the animals. But for some reason that doesn't include rats or spiders. I wonder why. You take it easy, guys.